Ready?
I was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be demonstrative.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
Yes, it is. The other piece of bread on this delicious Saturday morning sandwich. Joe Torti here with you, 97.5, The Fanatic. Hot on the heels of a great episode this week in pro football. Love doing that show. Pat Callahan obviously does a tremendous job, comes in as prepared as anybody in the industry. Really enjoy doing that. But now it is just you and me for, you know, an abbreviated show. We've got about 50 minutes together now where you and I are teaming up and hacking apart this wild card game. I guess the point spreads are historical at this point. The point spread now is 11 points, according to Yahoo's Pro Football Pick'em. That's combined across all four wildcard weekend games. That is the lowest since 1990. What that means is that the NFL wins again. Wildcard weekend gets some absolutely full-on, tremendous matchups, and it's going to be an interesting watch all weekend long. Everybody and their mother is going against my picks. In particular, in this Colts-Texans game, this seems to be pretty easy for everybody except me. Everybody and their mother's taking the Colts. Don't know why I'm taking the Texans. I'm going to wear this one pretty clearly here. Houston's won 11 of 13 after starting out 0-3. The Colts started out 1 of 5. Then they won 9 out of 10. So that's the problem, right, with this weekend. No matter who you pick, you're picking against one of the top hottest teams in the NFL. This is not the throwaway matchup. It's a really good game. Dallas and Seattle. Dallas is favored, or at least they were. Now you've got a team that you've got to, I don't know, it's hard to pick Dallas anyway, but it just seems like Seattle won't do their damage on the road the way that they've done it at home. They were 4-4 on the road. I'm taking the team that was 7-1 at home and 7-1 in the second half of the season. That's why I like Dallas there. The Ravens game, the Bears game. You know what? I've talked about the Ravens game. I think that's a rocking chair ride. We're trying to figure out this Eagles game, and we're trying to figure out how we get to, you know, the 6-point line, what's going to happen. Maybe it doesn't matter, because obviously the thing that makes the biggest difference is that you want the Eagles to advance. We want to see the Eagles make it to the next round of the playoffs, live to, you know, fight another day and everything else, right? It's weird, though, because we were so confident in the Bears' ability to dispatch the Vikings. We were sure that there'd be no problem there with the Bears and the Vikings, and the Bears were going to take care of what they needed to do. That's what people called in and said. There's nothing to worry about. The Bears are good. The Vikings are bad. I'm not saying that the Eagles are bad. But all of a sudden, the Bears have gone from this hero team that we build up to say, oh, they're going to take care of everything against Minnesota, to now, even though they're big home favorites, the Eagles are going to be too much for them. That's where we've gotten to at this point. It might be just blind faith and fan optimism. It might be just the ebbs and flows of the NFL season. I don't know why, but I want to get your thoughts on wild card weekend as we start out. I'm upset that the Eagles don't play today, because it feels like a game day right now. It feels like I'm ready to go.
It's game day!
I'm telling you, I'm ready. Like, I've been listening to Malcolm Jenkins' speeches on repeat. You know, I've been evaluating the merits of various doors that I could kick down. I figured out, like, the cost benefit for me. Like, if I break the door, what's it cost? All that kind of... I'm ready to go. I'm ready to run through some walls. Now I sit back and watch.
Let's get it going! Let's go!
Oh, and him too. Oh, you can't forget about him.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
Let's do it.
How's everyone doing?
Okay. All right. Listen. More from the Pro Bowl. How about less from the Pro Bowl? Okay. I want to hear more. I wanted Nick Foles to do his Pro Bowl MVP routine at the Super Bowl. That would have been the best. If he had the presence of mind, just be like, how's everybody doing? Like that. Oh, I would have loved it.
He's not the franchise quarterback now.
You don't think so, Dylan? Wow. Okay. That's dangerous territory to cross over into now. Better get back to the phones before one or the other of us gets in trouble here. Let's go to John in Doylestown next on the Fanatic. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, Joe. I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks.
So I wanted to talk about the Eagles game. See, I hear everybody talking about the point spreads and all that. I don't pay attention to that.
Okay.
I pay attention to matchups. I pay attention to the ebbs and flows of the NFL season. And I'm going to admit, the Bears are a very hot team. But I think the Bears' underlying flaw, and this is why I actually think Trubisky played so far into that game against the Vikings, when he got hurt, he struggled. He struggled a little bit coming back. I'm hoping maybe there's a chance that he just goes out there and has a game where, like the game he came back from being injured and he threw three picks and only one touchdown. Like, if that could happen, I don't see any chance for the Bears to win, even if their defense plays good. If Trubisky plays bad, I think if we can disrupt him, I don't think the Bears have a chance to win the game at all.
Well, the turnover battle is going to be huge either way, right? Because you could almost say the same thing where, like, if the Eagles don't play a clean game, then they're
absolutely
way behind.
Foles needs to hold on to the ball. And if he sees pressure, get rid of the ball. But don't throw, like, an errant pass and get picked off.
Right, yeah, I think you're onto something there. Thanks for the phone call, man. I really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day. That is more than any game. I think because there's such a low margin for error, when you're looking at the Eagles and the Bears, almost everyone that you talk to says that this is going to be a slugfest, you know, rock fight, low-scoring game. You know, to be honest with you, in a shootout, like the Rams and the Chiefs game, yeah, interceptions are bad because you got to keep up with the other team, but they're not as devastating. You'll have the chance to get the ball back. You'll have the chance to make up points. You're only going to get so many opportunities in this game to score. If you throw a red zone interception, I'll go as far as to say this. If you throw a red zone interception, if you're Mitchell Trubisky or Nick Foles, and you throw a red zone interception, your team's going to lose the game. That's how important this is. So when you look at it through that lens, you have to think about it that way and say that taking care of the ball is going to be unbelievably important. 610-632-0975. Mike, you're going to be up first on the other side, and then it can be you. We have wide open phone lines. Let's break this down today. It's Joe Torti taking you up until 12:50 before I hand it off to the Flyers. After this week in pro football, you know, you've heard all of the arguments, you've heard all the stats, you've heard all the matchups. Where do you come down on wild card weekend? We'll break it down on 97.5
The Fanatic. 97.5
The Fanatic.
After beating all the odds, the Birds earn a berth in the playoffs with a wild card matchup against Chicago. Join Jason Avant, Devon Givens, and Bob Cooney starting at 1 p.m. for the Fanatic pregame show live from Sugar House. Listen for the Fanatic's Tim McManus checking in with late-breaking playoff news and injury reports. After the game, Joe and Joe take your calls and instant reaction on the Fanatic postgame show. All the playoff pre- and post-game action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, guys, if you're looking to last a little longer and go a few extra rounds in the bedroom, get to BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com has the first ever chewable that takes your performance in the bedroom to another level. Check this out. They've got the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Since they're chewable, they'll work up to twice as fast as a pill. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on an empty stomach. And they're cheaper than the pills. Plus, you don't need to go to the doctor's office or spend time waiting in the pharmacy line because Blue Chew ships straight to your door in a discreet package. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and enter the promo code 97.5 and get your first order free. You'll only have to pay a $5 shipping fee. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code 97.5.
Attention, landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on-call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a 1-year tenant warranty, move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group. Your premier management company.
Flyers fans, make your next game a Yuengling night out. There's no better way to cheer on your team and make your night an unforgettable experience. Starting at $50, this special offer includes a game ticket, 24-ounce Yuengling traditional lager, t-shirt, and koozie for select Flyers home games. Grab your friends and cheers to a Yuengling night out at your next Flyers game. Visit PhiladelphiaFlyers.com to purchase tickets today.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Hear that? That's music to every basketball fan's ears. And this season, you can get in on the action with William Hill, America's number one sports book, taking over 1 million bets a day, and now taking bets on basketball in New Jersey. So bet now on the app or at WilliamHill.com. The World Bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Don't miss Macy's one-day sale with over 25,000 deals of the day in-store and online. Like his favorite designer dress shirts and ties, $39.99. Men's sweaters in great colors and patterns are just $24.99. Take 50% off Women's Style and Company denim jeans. Enjoy 65% savings during our fine jewelry clearance. And choose from a great collection of bras at just $14.99. Today only at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers perks everyone can love, no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/Star Rewards.
So let me get this straight, Jackie. You, a truck driver, has to track your own mileage? Of course, you don't have enough to think about. You're only driving 40 tons of precious cargo 3,000 miles by yourself. Please! Let's also keep doodles of our mileage.
QuickBooks automatically tracks every mile, saving up to $4,600 in tax time.
You know where your energy should be focused? That ding-dong who can't drive.
QuickBooks, backing you. Average tax savings based on QuickBooks Self-Employed Tax Year 2017. Customers that had business expenses and owed taxes.
Don't be left out in the cold this winter season. Xfinity Live is bringing you over 150 craft beers from over 75 breweries, all in one place to warm you up this winter. Join Victory Brewing Company, Terrapin Beer Company, Lining Kugels, and much more at Winterfest Live on Saturday, January 12th. Come for the brews, stay for the live music, games, prizes, giveaways, and much, much more. VIP and general admission tickets are available now. Head to XfinityLive.com and get your tickets today.
Happy New Year from your friends at Vidian Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Shop Vidian.com today or come see us on Westchester Pike in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania.
Bring in the new year with big savings at JCPenney. This weekend only, get up to 60% off select denim and tops for her, coats for the family, home items, and more. Hurry in and stock up on your favorites. And don't miss your chance to take an additional 50% off select clearance prices, already reduced up to 80% off. A sale like this won't last long, so don't wait. JCPenney, style and value for all. Offers valid 1-2 through 1-6. Clearance offer valid 1-2 through 1-13. In-store only. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Missinelli Station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
I mean, look at Dallas' history. They always choke, so.
Oh. Joe Torti here with you, 97.5, The Fanatic. Haymakers are flying already as we get going here in the 12 o'clock hour. By the way, I want to remind you that this weekend's programming is brought to you by Vidian Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Shop Vidian.com today or come see us on Westchester Pike in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. Also, before we get back to the phones, because I know Mike's been waiting, I want to remind you that on Friday, February 1st, Farzetta and Trey and the Fanatic Morning Show are hosting Philly's inaugural Super Bowl weekend and tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia. Fanatic's teaming up with the Philadelphia Cornhole League for the event. To register your team for a chance to play, go to 975thefanatic.com or go to 975thefanatic.com right now to download your free tickets. Prizes include $1,000, courtesy of Harrah's Casino. Championship rings, courtesy of Steven Singer. Trophies, courtesy of Armor Metal. Prizes from Royal Billiards. A 2019 season pass to the Met Philadelphia, brought to you by Harrah's Philadelphia. Full contact sports betting is coming to Harrah's Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at The Book, opening in January. Bet, party, win, repeat. Let's go back to the phones with Mike in King of Prussia next on The Fanatic. Good morning, Mike, or good afternoon now, I guess.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing great, thanks.
So here's my question, and I hear a lot of differing opinions. This game tomorrow is a winnable game because they're not a high-flying offense. So they're defense, and, you know, defenses can get in trouble. You know, they can get flagged. So there's a real chance the Eagles can win this. What happens if Nick Foles wins this game and wins, say they win this next week as well? What happens? How does the city react? How does the team react if Nick Foles drives them through the playoffs and takes them to an NFC title run or further? Like,
they rally around them. That's what we've seen. The team rallies around them. The city rallies around them. I think everybody's, you know, supporting Nick Foles.
The question, that's not my question is, like, what does the team do? Or what does the Eagles front office do?
In terms of what?
In terms of, you know, do they really sit down and think, hey, Nick Foles is our future, and we get a bunch of picks for Wentz, or do we rally around Wentz, even though that Nick Foles has taken us deep into the playoffs 2 years in a row?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends, right, on what the roles are. So what are the roles on the team right now? Who's the starter and who's the backup?
Well, I mean, obviously Wentz is the starter, but I mean, Nick Foles is 2 years in a row he takes on a deep playoff run, and is on his shoulders. I mean,
well, that's what he's supposed to do, right? That's what the backup's supposed to do.
The Eagles front office, I'd really think about how much you could possibly get in a trade for Wentz and build for the future while you have a quarterback you can rely on now.
So I guess what I'm asking, Mike, is that when you have Carson Wentz and you had him putting together his, like, MVP season type deal last year.
I understand where you're going with that, but I'm already worried and concerned about how fragile of a player he is. I mean, he just seems to play a style of football that doesn't lend his body being able to stand up.
That's fair. I agree that he's injury prone, but so what about Nick Foles?
Well, Nick Foles, I mean, he's obviously not, he doesn't have the same athleticism, but he seems to have a winning skill set.
I agree. But what about his injury history?
I don't think it's been that he doesn't have that many injuries to think of. None of them come straight to mind. I know he's had, like, a few things that here and there where he's missed a few games, but he hasn't.
Uh-oh, you're breaking up, Mike. Sorry about that. He's broken his collarbone. He's got if you believe that Nick Foles this year has bruised ribs, I've got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. He's had his hand injuries, wrist injuries. I mean, look, Nick Foles has never played a full season. I don't mind if you want Nick Foles to be the starter because of his intangibles or whatever, but don't say that it's because of Wentz's durability issues, because Foles has durability issues too. And it's disingenuous to be like, you know, that's why. Now, if you look at the Super Bowl run, here's what I ask. People say that, you know, if Foles brings you to the Super Bowl, which I would argue that, did he? I mean, he's won some games here that you needed to win. Like last year in particular, though, it didn't really matter what Nick Foles did in the regular season because the Eagles had locked up that top seed and were looking really good. He goes through the playoffs, plays really well. Beats up on the Vikings, beats up on the Patriots, does okay against the Falcons in the opening round of the playoffs. My question that I always have with this is, like, what are the roles? Carson Wentz is the starter, Nick Foles is the backup. Is the backup supposed to come in and tank the season? Like, is the backup supposed to be like a glorified punter whose only job is to give the football to the other team? Or do you have a backup quarterback in the NFL because you want to give your team a chance to succeed and a chance to continue to move on? Because Nick Foles has excelled in his role with the Eagles as a backup quarterback, I don't take that next step and lead that to believe that he should be the starting quarterback. That's the short answer to it. He's the backup quarterback. Backup quarterback's doing the backup quarterback's job. and everybody understands that. I feel like that's the team's approach. Ron in the Northeast is up next on the Fanatic. Hey, Ron.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, thanks.
Great, thanks. Hey, I was listening to the previous caller, and I see it's a lot of division between the quarterbacks. I just wanted to give a different take on it.
Okay.
I think that, you know, basically that Wentz being here 3 years, and he was injured his rookie year. People forget that in the preseason. They talk about it like he was only injured 2 years. But he was injured 3 years in a row.
He didn't miss any games in the regular season.
He didn't miss any games, but that doesn't take away the fact that he had an injury for preseason. So what I'm saying is that Foles, basically, and I understand why people, and I'm one of those guys, because you can't take away the fact that, you know, this man has, you know, won a Super Bowl. And for us as Eagles fans, we're not used to winning Super Bowls. I'm listening to the media talk about Wentz. Like, we're perennial Super Bowl contenders. I mean, winners. We haven't done that. This is our first Super Bowl. And Nick Foles was the quarterback of our first Super Bowl. I hear a lot of people calling in saying crazy things like, oh, I'm sad that Foles won the Super Bowl because we got to worry about Wentz. And I don't understand, like, are you a fan of Wentz or are you the fan of the Eagles? And why is everybody so in league with, it got to be Wentz. It got
to
be Wentz.
Because he gives them the best chance to win.
We haven't seen that. And that's why I'm saying we saw that for a few games last year. And he had an awesome year.
No. Hold on. Time out. Right. I'll let you finish, Ron, because I think you're making some good points. And if you could do me a favor and turn down the radio in the background, that would help out a lot. But sure. The thing is that in his rookie year, he had literally the worst wide receiving core in history. The worst wide receiving core that anyone has ever seen, and did fine. And then last year, he had the season that he had last year. And this year, the team didn't play all that well. But Wentz still threw 21 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. It was a step back from his season before in terms of, like, no one was talking about Wentz being the MVP. But it's not like he had this terrible season. So I'm not willing to throw that away, that body of work, versus a couple of games at the end of the season, a couple of times for Nick Foles to make a determination about my future at quarterback. That's why.
I hear that. But you're saying this body of work like he's been in the league for 5 to 6 years playing at that level. And he has, and by the numbers, he's put up really great numbers. His rookie year, it was a blah season. He had great numbers, but as far as wins and losses and what we did, it was a blah season. Last year was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was a ride. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. I had to pinch myself every game. And Wentz was a big part of that. But the same reason why we vilified McNabb, who also had terrible receivers as a rookie. We vilified him because he did not win the Super Bowl. He had more opportunity. Wentz did not make it to the Super Bowl. Foles did win the Super Bowl. And now he's doing it again this year. And for people to continue to say, you know what, we can't have this narrative, Wentz is definitely, that's why we're not coaches. That's why we're not the front office. Because I guarantee you that the front office, because the NFL is about money, and it's about making your team win. And my thing is, I like Wentz, but I don't like him at the cost of Super Bowls. I'd rather have Foles in that one Super Bowl than Wentz and all those numbers that people project that he's going to do.
Ron, I'm sorry, I got to move on. You've already got the Super Bowl. No one's asking you if you name Carson Wentz the starter moving forward, you give it back. I've said this before, I'll say it again. If I am your boss and you come to me and you say, I deserve a raise, and I say, why? And you point to all of the things that you did in the calendar year, all the great things that you did for the company, I'll look at you and say, yeah, thanks. What do you mean, yeah, thanks? I deserve a raise. No, I already paid you for that. That's what you were already doing. That's the terms. If you're going to talk to me about a raise, if you're going to talk to me about a promotion, if you're going to talk to me about a different role with the company, you'd sure as hell be better able to show me what you will do with all of this new money, what you will do with all of this new responsibility. And I'm sorry, I like the future with Carson Wentz more. To me, it doesn't even matter. Would they have won the Super Bowl with Carson Wentz? Who cares? Who cares if they would have won the Super Bowl with Carson Wentz in the playoffs last year? You look at what the
Barack,
team...
Barack, you got to get on the Wentz wagon.
You look at what the team needs to do moving forward. That's the crazy conversation to me. To look and think, moving forward, making a decision about your team, that Foles is the guy that you're going to go with over Wentz. I guarantee you, if this city wasn't so Super Bowl starved, no other fan base, no other team in the NFL is having this discussion. There's no chance. I've been around other teams. I've been around other fan bases. It's not happening. Belfaso and Philly's up next on the Fanatic. Belfaso.
Mike.
Hello. Belfaso. Okay. Don't want to eavesdrop on that conversation. Let's go to Donna in Audubon. What's going on, Donna?
Hi.
Hi there.
I kind of lost my steam because that conversation lasted like so long. But why are these people still calling in doing Nick Foles? I mean, Wentz over and over and over, and you've got to explain the statistics. We should be having a pep rally right now.
About the Bears game. You're right.
I mean, a pep rally like E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. You know,
I do. I hear you.
I remember the eve of the Super Bowl, and I don't know what announcer was on, but it was just fantastic. It rejuvenated everybody, and I don't know. We've got to stop this old Wentz thing.
Well, Donna, you know, we try. We have tried every single angle. I know that it's not just me, but people have talked on this station, tried to find angles, and tried to talk about the Bears, and people just call in and they say that there's a quarterback controversy, and we got to talk about what the people want to talk about. Our hands are kind of tied here.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's I appreciate it. I appreciate the enthusiasm. I do. But that's where we are. 610-632-0975. Let's get Belfaso back up. What's up, Belfaso?
Hey, what's up, Tony?
How you doing, man?
Good, bud, good. Well, I'm out here in Chicago for the playoff game here. And, you know, rocking Eagles shirt with pride out here.
Nice.
All we got to say is, you know, it's not going to be the Bears. It's going to be the Birds, baby. The Birds. And, yeah, hop on that Wentz wagon. And if you're not on the Wentz wagon, then guess what? Get off the Wentz wagon.
What's the score, Belfaso? What do you have the Eagles winning?
I got the Eagles winning 32-28. It's going to be a fourth quarter comeback for Mitchell Trubisky, thinking he's going to come back. He's going to run down the field, and we're going to have a pick six.
Oh, my heavens, Belfaso. Sign me up for that. Thanks for the phone call, buddy. Appreciate it. Sign me up for that. Defensive score would be mammoth in this game. 32-28 is a big score for this, too, I think. I think that's a little bigger than I would have faith saying, but wouldn't mind it. Joe Torti taking you up until Flyers and the Flames. Joe Stazak will be on after that. So sit tight. David will get to you next. It is Joe Torti here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. On Friday, February 1st, join Farsetta and Trey in the morning as they host Philly's inaugural Super Bowl weekend and tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia. We're teaming up with the Philadelphia Cornhole League to throw the biggest cornhole tournament and indoor tailgate party.
Go to 975thefanatic.com to register your team for a chance to play on the Met's huge stage and to download your free tickets.
The countdown is on.
Brought to you by Harris Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at the book. Bet, party, win, repeat.
And Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, the official after party of Super Bowl.
Get ready. 97.5 The Fanatic Super Bowl Weekend with Farsetta and Trey in the morning. Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. From the only station in Philly with bean bags big enough to do this. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Don't miss Macy's one-day sale with over 25,000 deals of the day in-store and online. Like his favorite designer dress shirts and ties, $39.99. Men's sweaters in great colors and patterns are just $24.99. Take 50% off women's style and company denim jeans. Enjoy 65% savings during our fine jewelry clearance. And choose from a great collection of bras at just $14.99. Today only at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers perks everyone can love, no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger, with double the fresh never-frozen beef and double the applewood smoked bacon. There's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant giant junior bacon cheeseburger meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 giant junior bacon cheeseburger meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Tax and tax additional. All offers on select models with approved credit. 50% off 2018 Cadillac XTS, previous rental, Encore, Terrain, 24-month lease, $19.95 to its signing. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
Frank Kerbeck welcomes 2019 with huge savings on over 400 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs, cars, trucks, and SUVs. Take an extra 50% off Kerbeck's famous sale tag discount. 0% financing for 72 months. 2018 Cadillac XTS, original MSRP $50,009. You pay $25,400. 2018 XT5 SUV, MSRP was $53,800. Now $32,600. These new 2019 Buick Encore, just $149 per month. New 2019 GMC Terrain, only $199 per month. 400 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs, up to 50% off. The smart money buys now. Frank Kerbeck welcomes 2019 with huge savings on Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs. Now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Don't miss Macy's one-day sale with over 25,000 deals of the day in-store and online, like women's wool blend and down coats, 60% off, and boots and cold weather shoes, 50% off. You'll love designer pillows at just $6.99. Plus, take 20% plus an extra 15% off blenders, juicers, and food processors. And plan the vacay with 65% off luggage closeout. Today only at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers perks everyone can love, no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/Star Rewards.
This is Ron Jaworski. When is the last time you checked your water heater? It's not something you think about every day, and probably not even on your radar. But if you could avoid a flooded basement or go without hot water for days, you would, right? Go to BradfordWhite.com and go to the Customers tab and click on Homeowners. In that section, there's a Find Your Model and Serial Number tab. You'll see exactly how to determine what kind of shape your water heater is in and if you are due for a replacement. Visit BradfordWhite.com today.
Ring in the new year with big savings at JCPenney. This weekend only, get up to 60% off select denim and tops for her, coats for the family, home items, and more. Hurry in and stock up on your favorites. And don't miss your chance to take an additional 50% off select clearance prices, already reduced up to 80% off. A sale like this won't last long, so don't wait. JCPenney, style and value for all. Offers valid 1-2 through 1-6. Clearance offer valid 1-2 through 1-13. In-store only. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Hey, Phil. You're not just a worker, you're a woodworker, carving magic out of mahogany for your website. You make chairs out of cherry wood, elk statues out of oak. You should be bench carving, not bookkeeping.
Snap and sort your expenses to save over $4,600 at tax time.
Someone online has a dining room chair emergency. The world needs you now more than ever.
You earned it. We're here to make sure you get it. QuickBooks, backing you. Average tax savings based on QuickBooks Self-Employed Tax Year 2017. Customers that had business expenses and owed taxes.
The home of Sal Palantonio, 97.5. The Fanatic.
Meanwhile, here's Dramatica. Romo holds. 19-yard field goal attempt.
It's only the second time I've heard that today, but I have a feeling you might be seeing and hearing the Tony Romo botched hold of the field goal a lot during the course of the run-up to today's Seattle-Dallas matchup. Joe Torti here with you on 97.5 The Fanatic, taking you up until Flyers and Flames. Of course, then the big dog Joe Stazak will take over after the Flyers game.
Yeah, big dog hunt!
Absolutely. He'll be hunting well into the evening.
That's going to be a lesson to you boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
I mean, what more can you say? Like, after that, I mean, it's just... Why do I even show up for the Fanatic post-game show with Joe Stazak if I'm going to disagree with the big dog? I mean, with knowing that that's at the disposal of any producer that would want to use it, I mean, I can't even argue with that logic. Speaking of logic, most of the time, the Twitter interaction that I get is great. I love the Twitter interaction. But every once in a while, you get some where you're like, you're not even mad. Because most of the time, if you're mad enough to get, you know, worked up about something on Twitter, you should probably just either mute or block the person that's sending it to you, because there's no reason. Twitter's supposed to be a tool and a communication, you know, thing. There's, as I stumble all over my words, a communication thing. It's supposed to be a bridge to bring people together. So if it makes you feel terrible about yourself, you should just remove the things that make you feel terrible about yourself on Twitter. So, you know, it's rare that I fly into a blind Twitter rage. So I haven't. But there are some, like, puzzling tweets. And I'm in an exchange right now with somebody where I'm just confused. Because pretty much the highlight was that, you know, I don't have any credibility on the Wentz and Foles thing, when I've been incredibly consistent with saying that I don't want to, even though I'm team Carson Wentz being a starter because I have eyes, and I still didn't want to see Nick Foles traded. Because I believed the rhetoric. I believed that the team said that they believe that they have a championship window and that they're trying to win and that they're trying to go back-to-back and everything else. And so, in order to maximize that championship window, I saw Nick Foles step in as the backup quarterback and lead them to the Super Bowl. I think that that is a valuable skill that not every backup quarterback has, and that's way more valuable to me than any kind of second-round pick, especially considering I don't think the Eagles are all that good at drafting. It's pretty intellectually consistent. I don't understand, but that's what the people have issue with, and I'm flip-flopping on that. There you go. Or at least a person on Twitter. Like I said, I don't get mad. I just get confused. 610.
Let's not make this real confusing.
A little spider 2 why banana action from John Gruden. I'm sure that
there's a beautiful banana.
Yeah, it sure is. By the way, I wanted to talk about this. And Dylan, I'm sorry if you were my producer, because normally I try to entertain you. You're not an easy guy to make laugh. So I figure if I get you to laugh, I might get a couple smirks throughout the Delaware Valley. Sal Palantonio talked about how the pivotal moment in the NFL season, which I actually agree with, is John Gruden deciding to trade Khalil Mack to the Bears. That was the pivotal moment. I mean, it created a Super Bowl contender and fully flushed the Raiders down the tubes. I saw something earlier this week that said that John Gruden should be the NFL executive of the year. And Dylan, you did see this, or we talked about this already. I apologize. He created not one, but two Super Bowl contenders, or at least playoff contenders, by trading Amari Cooper to the Cowboys and by trading Khalil Mack to the Bears. Now, we don't know how the trades work out, right? Maybe they get Hall of Famers with those draft picks that they get. I doubt it, but maybe they do. But man, oh man, if you're Oakland, you're sitting at home and you're watching Amari Cooper and Khalil Mack on TV, especially if the Bears and Cowboys win their opening round wildcard play. Can you imagine? Can you just imagine what that would be like? Well said, Kawhi. Well said. 610-632-0975. Okay. So now I have taken to oddshark.com, one of the computer simulation websites that I go to. So let's set up a really quick preview for the wild card weekend and all of the games. Here we go. Oddshark.com. And once again, the line right now is Houston -1.5 against Indianapolis at home. Oddshark.com on the computer simulation has Houston winning. I'm going to round up. Forgive me on the decimal points. I'm going to round 26-21, which means that Houston wins and covers the spread. That's what they have. Looking at the stats, everything looks pretty split. Just two good teams going head-to-head. And I think that home field advantage counts for something in this particular matchup. Now, the Seattle-Dallas matchup. This is Dallas by 2 is the spread. Dallas minus 2. Odd Shark has Dallas winning 25-22, so barely covering that spread, winning and advancing to the next round. In the last 10 games, Dallas head-to-head against Seattle, not great. 4-6, 6-4 against the spread, but they've only averaged 19 points. The difference is that they have rushed for 130 yards on the ground against Seattle, and I think that's going to be a big-time matchup there. So the two winners, according to the computers for today's games, are Houston and Dallas, winning and covering. Home favorites, winning and covering. Now on to tomorrow's games. Los Angeles Chargers against the Baltimore Ravens. Chargers taking their show on the road. The current line is Baltimore minus 3. And Odd Shark has this one being the blowout of the weekend. 30.4 to 12.8. So that's 30 to 13. The Ravens taking down the Los Angeles Chargers. And who knows? Who knows what you get from the Chargers? Who knows who they actually are? They're 7-1 on the road against the spread. They're 7-1 straight up against the spread on the road, or straight up on the road. So, I mean, you're looking at a team that is not averse to traveling. But I don't know. I think if you've been watching Los Angeles, they're just not that great. They're a team that's gotten lucky. They're a team that's been fortunate, that's gotten bounces. I'm not trying to take wins away from them. I just think Baltimore's playing at a much higher, much more solid level. I see Baltimore taking care of business fairly convincingly. And that, of course, brings us to the computer simulations, the Eagles and the Bears. And as you know, the Bears are, at this point, actually, on this website, 6.5-point favorites. On the dreaded pick segment, they were 6-point favorites. The final score, according to oddshark.com, 26-15, with Chicago winning and covering the spread. An 11-point victory in a low-scoring game. 11 points is a comfortable margin of victory. So they feel good about the fact that the Bears are doing the damage that they're doing, and that they're going to continue to do it against the Eagles. For the record, the Eagles have been a terrible team for Vegas this year. Or at least a terrible team against the spread. 6-9-1 against the spread are the Philadelphia Eagles. Meanwhile, the Bears are 12-4 straight up, 12-4 against the spread. So it's going to be an interesting matchup, certainly. It's going to be one of the highlights of the weekend, there's no question. But the Bears, at least according to the computers, favored over the Eagles by 11 points. And honestly, I said it in the dreaded pick segment where I selected the Philadelphia Eagles and I took the points. I just think that that's a lot of points to give up in what I see being a low-scoring game. But I do, I've gone back and forth and waffled on this. I do think that Chicago ends up winning this game. I think that the ride's going to start to slow down for the Eagles, and I don't think it's going to be anybody's fault. I just think Chicago's a good team. I just think their defense is strong. I think it's easier said than done, you know, just neutralizing Khalil Mack. Because here's the thing. People pointed to Lane Johnson and how successful he was against Khalil Mack against Oakland. There was nobody else on Oakland that you had to even come close to paying attention to. If you try to take away Khalil Mack, which, by the way, I'm sure that that's the book on the Bears. Like, hey, it'd be nice if Khalil Mack didn't have 3 sacks today. The rest of the defense is so strong and so good that you don't have the ability to relax the rest of the way like you did against the Oakland teams that Khalil Mack was a part of. So I think that even if that's the game plan to try to slow down Khalil Mack, there's just too much else that can go wrong in terms of trying to move the ball against this team, trying to take care of the ball against this team. I don't like it. I'm begrudging about it. I'm still taking the points, but I do see the Bears winning this game in a close one, and that will unfortunately end the Eagles' season. So we'll see about that. I hope that I'm wrong. I hope that things go the opposite way, but that's the way that that I am predicting things. Thank you very much to Tyler Zuli and to Dylan McKinnon for doing a great job producing this morning. Really appreciate that. And to everybody who is watching, sitting back and watching Wild Card Weekend, really appreciate it. Sit back, drink it in. This is going to be a good Wild Card Weekend, and we don't get these every single year. So make sure that you're enjoying it, that you're locked in, and get sure as shooting that you're ready for the final game of Wild Card Weekend, the Bears and the Eagles. Eagles invading Soldier Field. Good luck to the Birds, and good luck to you if you are of the gambling persuasion and everything like that. Stick around and stay tuned, because coming up next, the Flyers take on the Calgary Flames, and then it is Joe Stazak. Until next time, this is Joe Torti saying so long. Talk to you later, and I will see you next time on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's game day!
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.